Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Rama Malone, and I'm a singing story artist, and I feel pulled today on this first day of the new moon in Pisces to celebrate the freedom of water, all the waters that run inside my own body and all around the world. I just want to honor the freedom, the utter freedom of water. And I just received a beautiful message about free rivers that I want to share with you. It's by Chaya Werner. And it says, it's about restoring rivers. And what it says is, one of the great things about removing the dams is that the river, both upstream and downstream, is free to move more. Now, it's such a joy to visit the area because it's so lush and it's so green. You have really large riparian trees, alder and cottonwood. There's a huge diversity of native flowers, riverbank lupin and woolly sunflower and sage, brush roses and berries. The salmon populations have made it back to the areas above where the dams were. I've been out there and seen all sorts of birds, waterfowl, eagles foraging in the river. There's amphibians everywhere. And that was Chaya Werner on the Elwha River, transformed 10 years after the dam removal. Just 10 years after the dam was removed. And I'm reminded of a lot of things I've come across recently because I'm a person that some people have described, one person described as water pouring water into water. I've always loved water. I love the sound of it as I wash dishes. I just feel like it's always talking to me. I spill water, and every time I do, I know I'm getting a message. The water is talking to me. And I've also heard that water holds memory. And I think of all the Arctic meltings now, both in the North Pole and the South Pole. I just feel like it's a time for ancient memories of freedom. Freedom for the water and for the wildness and the lushness of life that it can bring. I had seen a documentary of Eastern Europe, and I don't remember the beautiful river's name, but it was the last wild, undammed river in Europe. And people kept wanting to dam it, and the local people would have nothing to do with it. If they did, they would have lost their fishing. They would have lost their livelihoods. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was just dreaming, because I do love to dream of how extraordinary this world would like to be, calm, really. And so I'm just thinking today, I want to read a story that I wrote a long time ago about this very thing. And I know I wanted to say something else there, but it flew out of my mind. What would it be like, really, if all the world's dams were no longer and all the rivers ran free and all the lush foliage was brought back and the villages that lived nearby could just have so much wildness around them. We miss wildness. I feel as a human race, we have lost our wildness in our own, the way we run our lives. It's like, it's not in the way it could be. Graceful movement came to me earlier this year. I wanted to just move gracefully. And it feels like a time of sacred movement in so many ways. And I feel like a lot of dams in every area of society are kind of falling apart because they don't really encourage the wildness of the human soul and the freedom in that. So anyway, here's the story. And I just remembered, I haven't even thought about this story for 32 or more years. And so I wrote it a while back. And so here's the story. And it's called Changes. Oh, it's called The River. Huh. Okay. I found two stories, and I'll read The River, and then I don't know if I'll read Changes right now. Maybe another time. Anyway, there is a river that has watered my personal garden all my life. There have been times when the river narrowed down to a trickle of a stream after years of little rain. Then the rains came, and abundant years followed. One year, I followed the river down to the ocean. I wanted to stay there forever. I did stay for a long time. Then I remembered my garden, and I returned home to take care of it. Once, someone upstream dammed my river. For 3 years, they kept all the water in a lake in front of their house, and I did not get any water. My garden withered. My life was joyless. They were afraid that if they didn't keep all the water for themselves, they wouldn't have enough. They thought that when it didn't rain for a while and there was a dry spell, if they kept all the water, then they'd have enough. Then, one day, the dam broke, and all the water rushed in a huge wave down the hill, past my garden, to the sea. It was a terrible washout. For many years after that, I lived in fear. My garden had been destroyed. Every time a stick came by in my stream, I was afraid another dam could form. I spent all day in the muddy banks of the river, pulling sticks out of the water and burning them. My garden did not do well from this preoccupation. It was full of drying sticks, and I had no time to care for it. So busy was I. One day, as I was busy in the mud catching sticks, an old woman came by. She asked me, "Who benefits from your mucking around in the water and mud all day picking up sticks. I told her, I am protecting myself from a terrible disaster reoccurring. I told her about the dam and how it burst above where I lived, and of the long years I never had water, and how my garden had died, and so nearly had I. She looked at my garden. She said, look at your garden now. I did. It was unkempt, full of drying sticks. No flowers, no fruits, no lovely herbs, and no fragrance. She asked me again, who benefits by your mucking around in the mud all day, picking up sticks? I said, oh, the people downstream will be protected by my actions. I am saving them from a terrible disaster, too, she said. Did they ask you? Did they hire you to do that job? I said, no. She said, if they wanted to hire you to do that job, is that what you would want to do? I said, don't be ridiculous. Why would anyone want to do that for a living? The old woman looked at me. She said, you are spending your precious time protecting yourself and others from something you have no control over. You are doing this to protect your garden, but look how you are neglecting your garden. She started to walk away quickly before I could answer her. I hung my head. I felt so awful, I wanted to crawl under a huge pile of sticks I had accumulated. I took one stick, looked at it, and then hurled it into the river. I watched it float quickly downstream. I took the next and the next and the next. And the next, and the next, and the next, and I hurled them all back into the river. I washed my muddy clothes, started turning over my garden soil, and planted my garden with wonderful flowers and fruits, some I had loved since childhood, and some new and exotic varieties I had never before tried. My worst fear became true. The sticks did form a dam in the river below me. The river became a small pond in front of my house with a lovely waterfall at one end. Many birds and animals would come to eat the fruit and flowers and vegetables and drink the water. There was enough for them and enough for me. However, after a few years, my stick dam broke. It caused a terrible washout, and the people below me had to replant their gardens. Funny thing was, their gardens turned out better than before, as had mine, except for a few people who never planted again. Without a pond and waterfall, I have more room to plant, and I planted flowers on the bare bank of the river, lots and lots of them. I sit out there on a sunny day with the bees buzzing and the butterflies fluttering all around me on the flowers bobbing next to me in the breeze that gently pushes my hair across my face. As I move my hair across my eyes, I see birds scooping water from the river for a drink. Some footsteps are behind me. I look up, and there's that old lady again, a little older. She says, "So, how's your garden going?" I say, "Just fine." She says, "How is the river doing?" I say, "It's rolling by, doing what it's always done, watering my garden and all the gardens above and below me." He sits down next to me and looks at the river for a while with me. I feel a little self-conscious with her. And then I look at her and say, "Thank you." She says, "You know, it happened to me too. That is how come I could see you doing that. I'm glad you listened." She smiles at me, and I smile back. I say, "I'm so much happier." She says, "Yes, I am too." She gets up to walk away. I feel a tug to go with her. I hope I see her again. She's a neat old lady. So I sit down again with the flowers and the butterflies. I say, "Thank you," to the river. It simply glitters in the afternoon sun like liquid gold and keeps rolling by. The end. So that's my river, the river story I wrote that I wanted to share with you today. I've written songs about rivers and water, and I've gone all over different places in the world, like in Ireland and in Wales, and I just felt so drawn to look and find out, where are the springs? Where are the streams? Where are the wells? And there were so many that I visited, and I would leave little crystals or flowers and just thank the water for being so beautiful and crystal and clear. Every village I stayed in for a while, I would collect water from a local springs. A local farmer would let me come and draw water to fill my bottles so that I could have spring water for that week. And it tasted like liquid starlight. In all the United States, over the last 20 years, I've only found one spring bottled water company that tastes like liquid starlight. It comes from the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I love water, and I think just as all the different elements of air and fire and water and the earth herself just so want to be free and restored to their incredible diverse beauty. And I think it's true for all the human, all her human children who walk on her face of Mother Earth. I think it's so important for us all to love the earth and these precious elements that give us life, so much abundance, and so much joy. So I'll sing a little bit more, but I won't sing any of my water songs today. I'm just not drawn to. But this is Rama Malone. I'm your singing story artist, coming with a new offering to you today on this new moon in Pisces. May all the world's waters be happy, both inside and outside, all over the earth. May all of the waters and all of the animals and the plants, because we all live on water, may all the waters in the entire world be happy and feel loved and cared for and understood how precious the life that is that they bring. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful new moon in Pisces to celebrate the ocean waters and all the waters that pour into the ocean from the springs and the wells, springs spilling into water, into the rivers, and the rivers making their way down to the sea and pouring into the sea to create the ocean, and then going back up into the sky and spilling down again from the clouds to keep bringing us the miracle of water. Bless us all, and bless all the water on our beautiful Mother Earth. Bye for now. I'll sing out. This humming and singing really helps heal all the waters within my body, and I love doing that all day long, making sounds, and it makes my brain happy. Even if I'm not singing words, I just love being in the stream of sound, and it feels like it heals all the waters inside me. So, bye. Oh.